This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. This week, Twitter announced that it was changing its policy related to violent images and videos within its platform. The announcement came as the loved ones of kidnapped American photojournalist James Foley have been asking people not to share images or video of his beheading at the hands of extremists. And last week, Zelda Williams quit Twitter after people harassed her with offensive images of her father, Robin Williams, following his death. YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, and many more of the places we live online have dealt with similar challenges, but there's an interesting layer to this. Even if we don't share images of violence, we sometimes still promote them in the view of the algorithms that measure our engagement. Joining me to talk about this is Karen North, professor of social media and psychology at USC Annenberg. Karen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me back.
Sites like Facebook and YouTube have complex guidelines for dealing with graphic and violent content, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, because what these social networks and social media sites try to do is they try to offer everybody and anybody a voice, but at the same time, they want to maintain what many of them refer to as community standards, which would include not promoting things that would be really offensive or hurtful.
And it's also kind of complicated because the way that algorithms behind all of these tools deal with how we react to this content sometimes promotes content that we don't want to promote.
Right. Well, I mean, what a lot of people don't realize is the way that content, posts, pictures, videos, the way that the social networks decide what to promote and recommend to you is based on how engaging it is. And the way that they determine that in part is whether or not people react to it.
Right. So even if I shared something and said, this is despicable, that thing that I might share might get a better ranking online because of that.
It would get a better ranking online. And similarly, if you hit dislike, they don't know that you're disliking it because you think it should be taken down. The algorithm is counting points on that because
Right. It
believes that you're so engaged in the experience that you're now interacting with it.
Well, even the act of watching it, the algorithm would also give a certain piece of content points just for that level of engagement.
True, but if you start watching something and you jump away from it quickly because it's not what you expected, it demonstrates that it's not engaging and you don't want to watch it, versus if you watch it and then interact with it or engage with it.
Is there anything else I can do as a user to discourage violent content from being in my feeds?
If whichever social media platform you use offers you an opportunity to flag things and to send a note saying this is offensive content, you have the right to request that content be taken down. The only problem is that you have to have some sort of standing to say that. So if it's violent content that is outside of the community standards, you can say that. But if it's something that you don't like because you don't like it but other people do, you probably don't have standing to say that.
Karen North is a professor of social media and psychology at USC Annenberg. Karen, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.